producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
I just told you to shut the f*** up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar.
The latest trending topics,
legal cases,
and social issues.
In-your-face commentary on all subjects.
Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Don't you want respect? Give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Hey, it's October 31st. It's Halloween. You know, this is my favorite holiday of the year. It's my son's, too, so I guess by default it has to be mine also. And you know how much I love The Walking Dead. You know how much I love Halloween. So what better way to start off this October 31st, Halloween, the right way, then bringing in one of my favorite people from The Walking Dead, one of the brains behind the whole operation, the man with the plan, the man with the ideas. You know who I'm talking about, our friend who's been on before, the one and only Jay Bonazinga. Hey, Jay, welcome back, buddy.
Mr. Thompson, how are you? It's great to be back.
Hey, I'm doing great, and thanks for coming on this ghoulish Halloween night. I thank you for joining us. You know, I just want to tell everybody, before we get into talking about The Walking Dead, because as the writer, you know, you've been on before, and we talked about different episodes and mid-season and finales and all that, and this season's just, it's been like a boom from out of the gate, all three episodes, and the last one is being talked about ad nauseum. It's like everywhere you go, they're talking about, is Glenn alive? Is he dead? What happened? It's just been chaotic. But before we get into it, I just want to say, for all you Walking Dead fans out there, I'm sure you know who Jay is, but in case you don't, he's written some of the best books on the Walking Dead series, background novels and everything, so go check him out. I want you to go and look. For starting around 2011, he put out The Walking Dead, Rise of the Governor. Everybody loves all the stories of Woodbury and the Governor. Well, he did all these backstories. These are the novels. These are phenomenal. Rise of the Governor, The Road to Woodbury, The Fall of the Governor. And guess what? 2014, 15 new books. The Walking Dead, what is it, Descendant? What is it? Descendant and then Invasion, the new ones.
Yeah, Descent was last year. Descent was continuing the Lily Call and the Woodbury saga, and then now there's a new one that just came out called Invasion, and that Invasion is the most violent, kinetic, just in your face, constant action, and it kind of mirrors the way the series has been going this season. You know, it's really amazing that into the sixth season of a series, these guys are just hitting their stride. I mean, this is unheard of in television. Usually the series gets tired, you know, around this you know, age, the sixth season, you know, they start jumping the shark.
Yeah, they start looking for plot lines. They just can't find them. Things get redundant and boring, but this is like, wow, holy goodness, it's unbelievable.
Exactly. It's like they've gone from, you know, pop rock to now, you know, death metal. I mean, this is so exciting.
Hey, it's 1966. They just put out Pet Sounds like the Beach Boys, which was innovative, and everyone's like, "Wow, we never heard sounds like that before." No, but you know what? I think it works so good, Jay, because the characters have been so developed. Everyone has a real attachment now. They, you know, they got rid of a lot of loose end characters or characters that were good to move the story plot along. But you have this core of characters now, and everybody loves them, and you're attached to them. You want to see them get through. You want, you know, you're rooting for them. And now with this attachment, every episode, knowing that anyone could go in any minute, you're on your feet, and it just keeps you in the plot line. It's just brilliant. Yeah. It's just brilliant.
It is brilliant. You're right. And you're really absolutely correct. And it's very astute of you because, you know, the whole gestalt of The Walking Dead is really centered on and dependent upon and feeding off the Rosetta Stone, which is the comic, the graphic novel. That's been going strong for over 10 years. It's like in its 12th year. And it's just so rich. And as you just said, and you're absolutely spot on, the characters have really been developed. And we feel, you know, the viewers feel it. I think they feel that pithiness, you know, behind the characters.
So now, as a writer, and I love your work, when you're watching the show this season, I know in the past we talked about some characters like Tyrese were killed off and we're like, ah, they should have did that a little better. You know, it should have been more dramatic or more flair. Like, we had certain viewpoints on stuff. But this year, it's been just insane, and it's been action out of the gate. It's almost like when you watch Indiana Jones and the first scene, the boulder's rolling down and he's running and that's how starts. It's been that action-packed. Now, do you think Glenn is dead, yes or no? Let's get the inside view from the writer.
Well, at the risk of disappointing everybody, I think, you know, in the old days in the Westerns, when a hero would die, you know, the rare, you know, unexpected death of a hero, Shane, you know, somebody like that, it would be stretched out and milked for all the drama, and Shane would say to the boy, you know, I remember being a good boy, and he'd be breathing his last breath, and he'd say, and one more thing, remember, you know, brush your teeth. And, well,
Shane,
that's
come back.
With Glenn,
Shane,
is my theory.
Come back.
Shane, really, exactly. Nice. Nice reference, Adam.
Well,
you are
well,
the
you
man.
Know. Hey, listen. Every time we talk, I tell this to everyone. Whenever I get together with Jay, the conversation goes back and forth with so many references. People are like, where do you guys come up with this? I promise everyone listening, nothing we say is scripted or predetermined. Trust me, it's just magic and conversation. I love it. But you know, I think he's alive for a different reason. You know, loving the show, I always watch The Talking Dead afterwards to see what the cast members and the crew have to say, or if Nick is on and he's talking about it from a, you know, director point of view. And they didn't have Glenn on the show, which they always have a major character on the show departing. And then they do the in memoriam, you know, when they say goodbye to everyone that was killed off in the show. And he wasn't in that. And they've never left out someone who was killed from that segment. So I was like, okay. To me, that sent the signal that he wasn't dead. And then Scott Gimble sends out a notice or something saying that, oh, by the way, to answer everyone's questions, because there's so many, he'll be coming back in another form, but the person we know as Glenn is gone. So I'm thinking, oh, it's like a Jedi Knight turning from good to bad. He's going to come back more hard and like Rick probably. So that's how I interpreted that. Do you see it differently?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're I think it's wishful thinking. I think if that happens, then that would be wrong. I think you have to lose a Glenn type character on at least an intermittent basis, not regularly. You have to lose a character like that unexpectedly, brutally. So that the it's the Hitchcock theory, you know, of you know, killing off Janet Leigh like in, you know, 20 minutes into the film.
Right, that is true. You keep everyone off balance.
Like gangbuster, because you never trusted that movie from that moment on, and there was like zero gore or blood from that moment on. There was no violence. You know, after the shower scene, he could do anything and you would not trust him and you'd be on the edge of your seat and terrified. And that's Kirkman's, you know, modus operandi. Is he, Robert Kirkman in the comic book will just pull the rug out from under you and somebody will die when you least expect it. And it's powerful. It's real. You believe it's suspension of disbelief. If Glenn does die, it'll be good. You know, it's bad for Glenn and tragic for the fan, but it'll be good for the show.
I agree, but I really think he's coming back. If I had to lay money, I'm going to say that they were tearing out the guts. We only have 30 seconds left, so this will be interesting to see how this plays out.
I've got a new startup company that's developing other authors, and it's really exciting. It's called Magnetic Ink, and you can find it online at magneticink.com.
I'm in. All right, everybody. Happy Halloween, Jay. We will.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by La Cig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. La Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. La Cig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, have you seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to our spooky Halloween edition of the Adam Thompson Show. And we're going to continue with our all-star guest lineup. I want to thank Jay Bonazinga for the last segment. And we're moving on in the theme of The Walking Dead, ghouls and zombies and everything scary, with returning friend of the show, the one and only Irony Singleton, where we'll be talking everything Walking Dead and what he's been doing new in his life, including some great new music he has coming out soon. But first, I want to bring on a special, special guest. And I'm referring to the one and only, my son, who every edition of Halloween since the show's been on comes on to greet everybody. Hey, son, how you doing?
Good.
Are you excited this Halloween coming up?
Yeah.
So what are you going to be this Halloween?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? That's pretty scary for just a kid 5 years old. Do your impersonation of Frankenstein for us.
Me, Frankie, me, with hugs and kisses.
Oh, Frankenstein gives hugs and kisses? It doesn't sound like such a scary Frankenstein. I like that. What are you hoping to get this year when you trick-or-treat?
Candy.
What kind of candies you want?
Kit Kats, M&M's, Whoppers, bars, everything.
That's it? Just those? Well, that sounds like a lot. Well, listen, I got to get to Iron. I got to get to Iron E. So before we leave, what do you want to say to Iron E and everybody else listening out there this Halloween?
Happy Halloween!
All right, son.
That's awesome.
All right, son. Thanks. That's my son, as always. He's going this year's Frankenstein. He's been everything from Buzz Lightyear to Jedis. He's been through so many costumes, I can't even tell you. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's the most fun you can have. So with that said, let's get in the door. Who's in the backside? Listen, I'm sure you heard him. The one and only Iron E. Singleton, star of The Blind Side, on The Walking Dead, and his one-man show that I personally saw and was blown away. When I say blown away, I mean blown away, blindsided by The Walking Dead. Welcome back, Iron E.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you, Brother Adam. I appreciate it, as always. I love that energy, but I want to first start off by saying happy Halloween back to you, Jax. I love you, buddy. I can't wait to see you, man. And you do a great Frankenstein impersonation. So that was awesome. But what's going on, everybody?
Hey.
On, Adam.
All good. Hey, anytime the door's always open for you, my friend. So before we talk about The Walking Dead, because I got to tell you, three shows in, out of the gate, it's like 0 to 100 miles an hour. There's no pauses, no breaks. This is action-packed as it gets. But before we get into that, because everybody's very excited to hear your point of view on this, tell us about this new music you have coming out. Because, you know, I saw Blindsided by The Walking Dead, and anyone that hasn't seen it, you're crazy. You have to go see this. It's a tour de force. This guy has acting props like it's unbelievable. But so tell me about the music.
Wow, thank you so much, Adam. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you. Yeah, my music is similar to the music you hear in the show. Of course, one of my singles will definitely be the Walking Dead song, We Are the Walking Dead. And so you heard that one in the show. So I just finished recording my first album, and I'm so excited to release this thing. I don't have a release date yet, so you're going to have to stay tuned in to my website to find out when it's coming out. But it's pop/hip-hop, and it's an amazing track. It's basically, you know, I have my book, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. So for those that don't read, I said, okay, I'll put together, if they choose not to read, I said, I'll put together my one-man show. And if they don't go to live theater, I said, you know what? I'm going to get them with my music. So one way or the other, I'm going to get you guys.
They could read it, they could see it, they could hear it, they could feel it, every which way you could get any of the six senses in there. So that's the way to do it, my friend. I know it's going to be awesome. So let me ask you, this new season is just blown away. I had Jay Bonazinga, one of the writers, and did all the novels on before, and we were talking about the last episode with Glenn. I want to get your take. Is he alive or is he dead?
First, I want to say that I don't know. What's going to happen for sure. So I'm only speculating because a lot of people will probably call you and say, "Well, why did Irony give it away? He should have said spoiler alert or something like that." But I did not.
Just in case, spoiler alert, we might be giving it away. Spoiler alert, just in case.
You never know. But I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing because when I see my second family is what I call them. I don't ask for any. I don't ask them to tell me about what's going to happen on the show. So, but I think that Glenn is alive. I really do. I think that, I don't think that those were Glenn's guts that those walkers were eating, but I can't wait to find out Sunday.
I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. Jay thinks it's the show being unpredictable and the writers wanting to catch the whole audience off guard by killing off a major character. But I thought, like, when you got killed off, it was a big audience reaction. But they put you in that memoriam section, and then they have you on the show. They interview you. Every big star of the show has always been interviewed after they've been killed off. They're sitting on the couch on The Talking Dead, and then they put you in the recently departed clip that they do. Glenn wasn't on either, not on the show and not in that clip. And I was like, you know what? That's the giveaway. So I think it's what you said. I think it's that other guy, Nicholas's guts. I think he's going to still be alive, but I think we're going to get a new Glenn after that. You know, so do you think if he does survive and he goes back, is he going to be that reasonable kind of Scott Wilson character, Herschel, where he was the reasonable guy? Or you think he's going to turn now more to become like a Rick, where he's going to say, look, I gave this guy Nicholas all these chances, and because of him, I got in this predicament and almost died. You know what? Maybe you got to be more hardcore. Or will this take him the other way? Which way do you think he's going to arc coming back?
Right. That's something interesting to ponder. I think he's going to be like most of the characters on the show. I think he's going to be kind of like a seesaw. He's going to be up and down. So, you know, he'll have his moments where he'll lash out. But then he's going to be the reasonable Dale / Scott Wilson type, I mean, or Herschel type character. So I would have to say a little bit of both or a lot of both.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting thing. Do you think that Alexandria is gone when we come back and we see them all reunite back in the town? Do you think it's finished between the walkers going to storm it and the wolves attacking it? Do you think it's going to be one episode, two episodes more, and then boom, they're on the road again? The road tour continues?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to tear everything down, just like Terminus and just like the prison. It has to be destroyed because it's time to move on from Alexandria, I think. I don't think that there's another season left at Alexandria. So, yeah.
I got to tell you, it's all this moving on, you would think that the safest place would have been the prison where you were in and you got killed. You would think that'd be the safest place. No one could get in, thick walls. I would think you would look to go back to a spot like that. But I guess, you know, hey, listen, I wouldn't think on the road is the safest spot, but they always end up there. I guess that keeps the show moving along. But I got to tell you, the show, were you surprised by how much excitement? We only got like 45 seconds left. Were you shocked by how they came storming out of the gate with all this like intense action from the get-go? I mean, this hasn't been like in any other season. It's all three shows like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been really amped up since episode one. And I'm not shocked at all because, you know, just, and I haven't read the compendium, Kirkman's compendium all the way through, but it's the same way. The comics are just like that. So I think it's going to get more and more intense. And you ask, and I know a lot of people ask the question like, how can that happen? You know, but I think that there's still more in there. So they're going to take it to an even higher level.
No, there's a lot more to go. Well, guys, we only got 20 seconds left, so I want to just close it by saying make sure December 4th, 5th, and 6th are in Jersey, and you come check out the Walker Stalker Con event where all the great stars of The Walking Dead will be there, including our good friend Irony Singleton. So make sure you check him out. And with that said,
hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
All right, everybody, welcome back, and it's that time on the Adam Thompson Show. You know what it is. It's our debate segment, everybody's favorite segment, the one that we get the most emails, tweets, Facebook posts about, because everybody loves how impromptu and just really spontaneous everything is. As you know, we don't really go through topics and give speaking points out to our guests. We try to keep it really off the cuff and as real as possible. The answers you're getting are the answers that really come off the top of their heads. We're not pre-supplying them with some really witty response or something like that. So people love this segment for its rawness and its realness, and we're trying to keep it that way for a reason. We want you to get the truth as best as possible. So coming back into the pit of pretty much all returning guests, I want to welcome Kevin Price, the host of The Price of Business on Bloomberg Radio, Aaron Hunt Brinker, the co-host on The Brink Morning Show on CNBC News Radio, and Amanda Gutterman, the editorial director at Slant. Welcome back to the pit, everybody.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Although we don't give our topics out, it's not going to be much of a surprise pitch right here when I say we're going to be talking about the third Republican debate. So with that said, winners, losers, people that did a push, let me start with you, Kevin. First, let's talk about the coverage, because a lot of the big conversation is always who's hosting has a big part in the perception of the debate, whether it's Fox, which people say would be slanted towards the right and conservatives, or a CNN, which would be slanted towards the Democrats. People were really expecting CNBC to really cover a lot of financial topics, really dive into areas that haven't really been explored or locked down in previous debates. And I think the overall consensus was it was a complete mess, a total train wreck. How did you perceive the way that the moderators and CNBC handled the debate?
I thought it was more of a mugging than a debate, and the mugging was being done by the moderators on the debate participants. It was horrific, and it really kind of showed me really how much in the bath CNBC, which is an NBC product, a company, if you will, is in the bath with the Democrats. And people say, how's that possible? It's a business channel. Well, let's tell you, the crony capitalists overwhelmingly support the Democrats over the Republicans because, frankly, the big businesses are the only ones who support Democrat policies. They use it as a form of protectionism against small business. It was ridiculous. It was really an incredible display of unprofessionalism and a little like more like prep for a mud wrestling rather than a debate.
Do you think, Aaron, the comments made by Ted Cruz to one of the questions when it was posed to him, when he just completely went off on a tangent and just really hit back hard against the moderator, saying that the questions that we're getting are basically ridiculous, that you're basically just doing personal attacks or trying to get us to spar with each other so there's high entertainment value. Do you think that was well placed in the way that he said it and at the timing that he said it?
I think it came straight from his heart. I think many people on that stage that night were very frustrated, and he came out and said it, and it reminded me of Newt Gingrich. I love that he went out there and said it. And the moderators after that seemed, for lack of a better word, pissy after that. They were mad. They were acting like petulant children, and I think he did a great job of putting them in their place. He was 100% right.
Usually people are very afraid to be combative and go after the moderators. We saw Trump do it with Megyn Kelly in that first Fox debate. He took a lot of heat afterwards, but I think he gained a lot of supporters because people saw that he stood by what he said and didn't back off. I think this is really going to help Ted Cruz because he said what everyone was thinking, what the others on the stage had alluded to and maybe said a little bit, but he really took it as far as it can go and really pushed back hard. And I think the moderator's response to and how they handled it was very poor. They looked like amateurs at best, and I don't know if they're ever going to get any candidates to agree again to want to do a debate that they're going to host because of how poorly it was done and the criticism was so harsh. So let me get to you, Amanda. Do you think their real purpose, people tune in to, CNBC because they want to hear finance. They want to get that information. Jim Cramer will be yelling about stocks, whatever it may be. That's their forte. Do you think they really were successful at all in going in their wheelbarrow and their wheelhouse and getting the candidates to discuss those issues they really know about, or did they completely drop the ball on that?
So first of all, I think the normal audience for CNBC is what you describe. I think it's people who are interested in business and finance. I think that the audience last night was different from CNBC's usual audience, so they were a little bit out of their comfort zone. That being said, I thought some of their questions were quite good. Some of them weren't. They were clearly trying to drive up ratings by going on the attack, sure. But they're doing the work of journalists by asking uncomfortable questions and questions designed to make the candidates react, things that they might not otherwise be prepared for. And after Donald Trump opened the door with Megyn Kelly to going after the moderators, that made everyone think that they could do that and that they could get the crowd support and find common ground by going after the moderator instead of tackling the question.
Well, I really was surprised. This is the third debate, and I thought the last go-around with Romney when he ran, it was a disaster that they did so many debates where there was so much in-house fighting between the Republicans. I think they hurt each other so much that I'm surprised that they're doing so many debates again. I would probably make it 3 to 5 max, and that's the end of it. But we're going to be going on to a fourth one soon in another 10 days or so. With that said, in this debate, I really thought it was going to be the first one where issues were really going to be pushed. You would expect it in the other ones, but, it never got to that point. But this would be the lockdown one, particularly since you have financial experts there, where they could really say, how are you going to create jobs? How are you going to fix the IRS and the tax plans that are out there right now? 10%, 50% flat tax, whatever it was going to be. And you have people that could really question good about it. But we didn't get any of that. So with that said, moving forward to the next debate, and I don't know who's hosting the next one, do you really think we're going to see a change and they're really going to be pushing issues at any point, Aaron?
I think that Donald Trump at least will –
And he seems to be the great negotiator when it comes to the number, you know, the length of time. I know that he got CNBC turned around. They wanted three. He got two. And I think they're going to push for a different kind of atmosphere. I know that the federal, and there have been articles about this today, several of the campaigns are saying, we need a format change or we're done. And because it's kind of ridiculous. And this idea that, you know, I disagree that the journalist's jobs are to get these candidates pitted against one another. I want to know what they think and what they'll do. I don't care what they think of one another very much. And I also, another thing, I think, you know, there have been lots of articles about how this past campaign had lower viewership than the one before, but there was a World Series game on in the opening game of the Lakers, at least on the West Coast out here, you know, basketball opening, season opening game, plus that, it was just a bad night.
Yeah, we only got a minute left. Let me get to you, Kevin. I agree with what Aaron just said. I think it's not their job to get them to fight. It's to go into issues. And when you watch the Democratic debate, it seemed all focused on issues. You really didn't see personal attack questions towards any of those Democratic candidates. And believe me, with Clinton, there were tons of areas they could have explored, but it never seemed like they got to those questions. But right off the bat, in these debates, they go right to it. So in a minute or less, what's your thoughts on that?
I think the obvious thing to me that I see sticking out here is how the media treats the Republicans. I don't think the Republicans are seeing a serious policy people in the eyes of the media. And it just shows the loathing of the media toward the Republican Party. Plus, it is a circus mentality that really began with Fox News. Fox News, which is supposed to be somewhat sympathetic to Republicans, has set the tone for all the debates. And I think the attitude of CNBC is if Fox can act this way, why can't we? And I think it's been a debacle.
Yeah, I think it has been a debacle, too. And I got to tell you, anyone watching the debates, after three Republican debates, there isn't a lot of substance, a lot in part because some of the candidates are dodging questions and not going there. But a lot of the time, the questions aren't the right ones. So when we get back, everybody, I'm going to ask our panel who they think in this third debate are the winners, the losers, and who basically is just a push. We covered CNBC, and I think we're on the same page that we basically think they didn't get the job done. So let's find out if the candidates got the job done.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're going to pick up where we left off. Let me go to you, Amanda. Who do you think came out as the winners of this debate, the losers, and if anybody really was inconsequential, we call it a push?
So, first of all, I mean, one of the most interesting things is that Ben Carson recently surged ahead of Donald Trump in the polls, the Iowa polls, right before the debate. And then in the actual debate, he was kind of lackluster. He's not a great debater, even though he was ahead in the polls. I mean, meanwhile, Trump really was able to win people's hearts, especially with the comment at the end about the Tom, you know, Bush was lackluster. You had Rubio doing well. I mean, the four of them are definitely the most interesting.
Okay. What about you? What's your take on it, Aaron? Winners, losers, or a push?
Well, I think the two biggest winners were Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Both of them came out strong. I thought they had real clarity. They had not only strong in personality, but strong in their positions and why they hold them. And so I think that the two of them did the best. Some would say John Kasich did well. I'm not a Kasich fan, but some people say that he did well. Donald Trump is always entertaining to watch, so I think he did well. And I have to agree that Ben Carson did not show well on that stage. Ben Carson's strength, though, is he has a meek and a quiet demeanor, but he actually says things that are very strong. He just does it in a quiet way. And so I don't know that it's going to hurt him as much as it would somebody else. And Carly Fiorina, I wish that she had been a little stronger.
Yeah. Kevin, you know, I just want to follow up on something Aaron just said. I'm actually surprised Ben Carson is polling high and is in the position he's in. I find him a very dull speaker. I find that the only real witty things he generally says are pre-prepared things that he gets to do as an opening or a closing statement or a question. 1,000% he knows he's going to get asked and he has some answer ready. Otherwise, he says things that are really off point a lot that I don't think resonate with the voting population. I see him just falling out of it. I really see like a Rubio or a Ted Cruz rising. Trump, in my opinion, is going to be there till the end. He's entertaining. People like to be entertained. And he does say a lot of good points on a lot of good things when push does come to shove. And people love the way off the cuff he could just go after anyone on the stage, to the point that they're afraid to go after him. The only one who tried it yesterday was John Kasich, and he got demolished. Trump took him down hard, and he looked foolish. And I think it really hurt him. I thought he was saying good things took on Trump, and then after the Trump response, he was done. So how do you view everything, Kevin?
Well, real quickly, I think the big winners were, without question, Cruz and Rubio. No question about it. Particularly Ted Cruz had a breakout moment. I figure tapping into what the audience already feels. You know, what's going on is that the media has completely made itself illegitimate in this process. The people don't care. And finally, the GOP candidates are beginning to realize that they simply don't care. Ben Carson is a mystery to me. I don't know how to handle Ben Carson because he is one of the most boring speakers I've ever heard. But on the other hand, you know, we keep on acting like this is a national campaign, but these campaigns are not. They happen in places like Iowa. They happen in places like New Hampshire. And what I read and what I understand and from people I know who are in Iowa, he has an incredible ground game. And let me tell you, that compensates for a lot of rhetorical skills.
Yeah, but at some point as we get further along, do you really see him? Because we still got a long way to go before the dance. So with so much more that can happen between the debates and interviews and people make misstatements and so on, at some point people got to get tired of his speaking. I mean, everyone falls asleep when Jeb Bush speaks. I mean, if you guys think back to even before the first debate, we were talking about this. I said he's going to be out of it. He'll be under 5 points in no time. And he's out. He's flatlined. He's done. Just like Rand Paul. None of these guys. In fact, anything Bush said on the stage, all his attack strategies that he was prepped to do, miserably failed. Like going after Rubio. One of Rubio's best takedowns of the night was on Jeb Bush because Jeb Bush was attacking him for not voting. And meanwhile, everyone he makes reference to Bush did the same or worse than Rubio. So it like made no sense anything that he did. So I really think these guys are out of the picture, so their votes have to go somewhere. I don't see votes for like a Bush or people like that, a Huckabee. I don't see those going to a Ben Carson. I could see them going to Cruz. I could see them going to Rubio. But I don't see Carson getting those votes. I see him falling out. But with that said, I think Donald Trump is just Donald Trump. He's going to stay where he is. But as people do drop out, I wanted to get into this whole thing. You know, you start seeing pairings. People originally thought Trump was pairing up because there was a meeting between him and Ted Cruz. You don't really see them going after each other. And to this point, they really still haven't. But there's no doubt that Trump and Ben Carson have some deal because they don't attack each other. Whenever Trump's asked about Ben Carson, he says he's a really nice guy and I like him. And you thought that he might go after him because only recently he said in one thing when the polls flipped, he said that, well, Ben Carson doesn't have negotiating skills like me. You know, he's a doctor. He doesn't know how to cut deals. This is all I do. So I thought he was going to start that avenue. But Carson didn't go after him. And when he went after in the debate, Kasich, he turned and winked over at Ben Carson. Do you think that there's some deals that are going on between Trump and like a Cruz or Ben Carson and there's some, you know, behind-the-scenes thing, you lay off of me, if I get the nomination, I'm going to pick one of you two as a VP. Do you think something like that has been cut as a side deal, Amanda?
I think that we already know there's a deal between Trump and Carson because they both together threatened to boycott the third debate if they didn't agree to the length limit. So we know that there have been some behind-the-scenes deals between the two of them. Carson and Trump also have other things in common. They're both outsiders. They both have no experience with politics and come from the worlds of medicine and business. They also both haven't always been such Republicans. I mean, Carson being a Republican candidate was a surprise to a lot of people who know his history. And you have Donald Trump in 2004 saying the economy is always best under Democrats. You see him supporting Planned Parenthood. They're both coming from the outside, and they both come from really odd political places.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, Erin, what's your take on this?
Well, I happen to agree. And I you know, Ben Carson is very pro-life, and I think that he would strengthen a Trump, like if they were on the ticket together, and then people who are pro-life would be less uncomfortable with Donald Trump as the candidate if his vice president is strongly pro-life. And so I think that there's definitely something to that. I agree with all of Amanda's points. Of course, Donald Trump is in the process of making a deal. He's finding out who his best running mate will be. He's getting his ducks in a row. I'm sure that's happening.
Do you think, Kevin, between the two, who he would do better with. I mean, do you think of Ben Carson so they could run as a complete outsiders, quote, kind of ticket? One's a doctor, one's a businessman. You're not getting anyone with inside connections, people that think that lobbyists should be a thing of the past and put an end to it and all that. Or do you think he would do better with a Cruz where he gets some of that really conservative base support? And again, like a lot like Ben Carson, he covers his tail end with a lot of these conservatives because of Cruz's position. Who do you think would help him more as a VP selection if he was to get the nomination?
Well, thank you for articulating my worst nightmare. But the reality is that he desperately needs someone with a record, because right now he's running on pure rhetoric. You know, and he kind of compares himself, you know, with Reagan. You know, Reagan used to be a Democrat leader. Reagan's transformation happened over decades, not over days. Which seems to be the case with Donald Trump, you know, maybe a few years. And so he desperately needs someone with a record. And with all candor, when it comes to conservative chops, there's no one with a better record than Ted Cruz. Absolutely no one in the Senate.
Well, I think if he doesn't, I see a switch to Cruz before Carson. We only have a minute left, so in 20 seconds each, everybody, I just want to ask you, coming up in the future, you know, we don't know where everything is going, obviously. But right now, if you had to pick the winning ticket, who do you think is going to be on top and on the bottom for the Republicans? We'll start with you, Kevin.
Oh, thanks so much. I actually think it's going to probably be, it's going to sound bizarre, but Ted Cruz and Carly.
Wow. Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, I like that. Ted Cruz and Carly, or Rubio and Carly.
Okay, Amanda, we'll close it out with you.
Let's say Trump and Rubio.
Wow, interesting. Well, I think it's going to be Trump. I don't think he's taking Carson. I think he's going to surprise people, and, the safe bet is Cruz, but he could do Rubio so he, you know, covers that Florida base and all that. It's going to be very interesting either way. Cruz covers Texas. He thinks he's going to get Texas anyway. You need those swing states, so I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to grab Rubio in, and he attracts a younger crowd, and he, you know, gets the state of Florida. But it's still early, folks. We don't know what's going to happen. But that's why politics is so interesting. With that said, I want everybody to stick around to overtime. We got more to cover with the debate and great other topics. Many of your emails and tweets and posts will be getting to. So again, stick around for overtime. But I just want to tell everybody, you know, new listeners, our regular audience, be sure to check out the new and updated website, www.adamthompsonshow.com. Everything Adam Thompson there, the old archive shows, all the great interviews, everything you love and you like. Have a great and happy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld,
WHEY.com.